Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Chris Stratton of the San Francisco Giants. And Chris, we talk in spring training a lot, a little different up in the stadiums with the three decks.
Definitely. Like Duffy said a few years back, you know, don't look up. In Colorado, it seemed like it kept going up and up. So, but it's been a great experience so far. Everybody's been very welcoming and just a great environment.
All right, you spent a lot of time in Sacramento this year, and it's not that far away from San Francisco, but in baseball terms, it's like from here to the moon.
Sounds about right. It's been a good year so far, and we're just happy to be here and just trying to enjoy the moment.
All right, so how do you get the call to come up to the big leagues? And, of course, you're a first-round pick out of Mississippi State. This is your time of year, you know, the College World Series is getting ready. So how do you get the call?
Actually, we had just gone into an extra inning game. Our manager had just gotten tossed out. And actually, Mac Williamson got tossed out, and then our manager got tossed out because he didn't want him to get showed up. So we had just come in from an 11 inning. We just walked it off on the other team, and Augie just told me and said, "Hey, man, you're going to the big leagues. You're ready." So it was a surprise. You know, it was a good surprise, and I didn't really expect that. But it's been trying to do my best since I've been up here.
All right, Chris Stratton joins us now. When you get that call, there's always that moment of, wow, can I really believe it?
You can't. You can't. Especially, I'm still trying to get, every day I get to my locker, I'm just kind of soaking it up and just looking around the room, and you see Buster, you see, you know, Shark and all those guys, and you're just like, man, I really am here right now. But like I said, they've been very welcoming, and it's been a little different coming out of the pen, but it's been fun.
So. All right, so who do you call first? What's the first call?
Actually, my wife was at the game, and we had a newborn that wasn't even a little over 2 weeks old, and just went out to her and just said, "Hey, you wanna hop on a plane and go to Colorado or something like that?" And she was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, the Giants play Colorado tomorrow if you want to go." And she finally got up, and she was pumped. And after that, I called Bobby real quick, and then called my agent and got to talk with my family. And I scare my mom every time I call her late at night because she always thinks something's wrong. But I think back in Mississippi, it was probably like 1:32, so kind of freaked her out for a little bit, but then she was excited. So
you had a good spring training, and we watched you a lot in spring training. You put up a lot of zeros in spring training, and then you went to Sacramento, and the PCL is a tough league to pitch in, isn't it?
Definitely. Going through big league spring training, you kind of get a better feel for, you know, the competition and everything, and I think that really, really helped me out. Obviously, the numbers don't show how I felt like I was pitching there at the time, but the last couple of starts have been a lot better, and just having that one big inning that was kind of taken away from everything was what had been happening. But like I said, been really working on some things, and it's paid off so far.
Yeah, Bobby Evans and I talked about you a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about you just before you were brought up, and we talked about your progression in the Giants organization, and he reminded me, and everyone should remember, that you had the concussion. You got hit at Salem Kaiser. Remember? Well, I'm sure you do remember, but bring us up to date on that and how that affected your progress.
I just think it took a little bit longer to get back than I thought it would. And I think it was like a week left in short season right after I got drafted is when I got hit. And I probably didn't feel myself to the end of the first full year. So you kind of lose a year there. But the Giants are very smart and, you know, hold me back and saying, you know, hey, just take your time, progress how you need to go. And, you know, you'll get there when you get there. So it's been, and you can't complain. I'm here now. And it's been a little bit of a journey. Some have had longer ones than me and, you know, more injury-related stuff. But just very blessed to be here.
All right, Chris Stratton with us. I've had a lot of fun educating the public on Boo Ferris, Dave Boo Ferris, who is a tremendous pitcher for the Boston Red Sox in 1945 and 46. Set all sorts of records as a rookie. He's a big 20-game winner in the World Series year of 46. And you won the Boo Ferris Award, which is emblematic of the outstanding college player in the state of Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
And Boo Ferris is still with us. Eli Whiteside got to meet him. He was a coach at Delta State for many years, but tell us a little bit about that award and what it meant to you.
Well, Boo's not only a great athlete, but he's an even better person. So he actually was there for the ceremony and everything, so just getting to talk with him, he knows my family because my dad's actually from the Delta, so he knows my family. He's been keeping up with me even before I ended up winning the award through high school and everything. We went to some baseball camps there in high school when I was at Tupelo High School, so but he'd been keeping up with me through the time, and just an honor to be in the same sentence as that guy. So he's been very good to me.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm the only one who knew who Boo Ferris was, so I'm glad to be able to tell the public what a great pitcher he was in the mid-40s, and you did win that award. Chris, you've had success in the big leagues so far, and to watch you work, you got good command of the fastball, but more importantly, you've shown good command of your other stuff, and that's the key to pitching in the big leagues. Do you agree?
Without a doubt. You got to have command of the fastball. That's the most important thing. And like I said, coming out of the bullpen has been a little different because as a starter, you have some time to kind of get in the groove and have a nice little routine. But now it's, hey, get ready. So, banging it out real quick and getting ready. But it's been fun, and I just hope I can continue to help the team out any way that I can.
How'd you like the road trip? Colorado, of course, is new for you, and then going to Atlanta, which is close to home. Matt, did you have friends come from over to see you in Atlanta?
A lot. I think this will be the first time I'm actually going to make some money playing. Just my wife's coming tonight. I've had family and friends at every game so far. They were in Colorado and Atlanta and St. Louis. So I grew up close to Atlanta, so playing at Turner Field was kind of a dream come true. You see Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones, and just kind of during that time period is when I was growing up around there. So they've had some success there. Hate to see Turner Field go, but Carl, our strength coach, actually pointed out to me I recorded the last giant out at Turner Field. So that was kind of cool. I didn't even think of it at the time, but that was pretty nice.
Yeah, we'll remember that one because Turner Field has not been that friendly, believe me, to the Giants. It hasn't now in the playoffs, thank God for Brooks Conrad, but it hasn't been that friendly.
Well, it's good it is moving on then. Right. We need the Giants to win.
Well, you got the last out, so that's even more important you got that done. I know you're enjoying being in the big leagues. What is it about this team, though, that you see? Look, they're in a pennant race here. We're only in June, as I said to Matt Duffy. We'll talk in August, and we only remember this conversation. Right. But what's it like being in the big leagues around this team? Who are the ones who sort of impress you?
I think the biggest thing with the Giants, the major leagues is full of talent, but I think chemistry is something that's sometimes overlooked, and the Giants have some of the best chemistry I've seen. So just the camaraderie with the team and just everyone getting along with each other and towards one common goal, I think is the biggest thing that's impressed me. And like I said, it's not too bad when you have Buster behind the plate. If you're a pitcher, it gives you a lot of confidence, and Brown's done a great job as well.
All right, College World Series time coming up. How are the Bulldogs?
They actually just won their regional, so they'll host a super regional there against Arizona, I believe. So hopefully they can pull that out and get back to the College World Series again.
Are my Gators in there anywhere?
I don't know. I think that they actually might have lost.
But AJ Buck, what happened?
Well, that guy's good. He's about to make a lot of money soon, but. Just keep rooting on the guys, and hopefully they pull through.
All right, we'll have to see. A.J. Puck we're talking about, and, of course, with the draft coming up, we'll know that before this show is aired, and he is going to make a lot of money. He's a big lefty from the University of Florida. Hey, Chris, nice to have you on the show. It's a pleasure. Congratulations, and good things ahead.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.